The U.S. military's budget has been slashed by $41 billion so far this year because of the sequester, and it looks like another $52 billion of cuts are on the way when the next round of sequester kicks in January. But this time, the Wall Street Journal reports soldier pay and benefits could take a hit. Cardiff Garcia joins us each Monday. He's a reporter with the Financial Times. And Cardiff, what do we know about how soldier pay would be impacted?
Well, I guess there's two things to consider here. One is that if the sequestration cuts do hit as they're currently scheduled, then you're probably going to see a lot of the same kinds of blunt, difficult decisions that were made this year. So you're probably going to see a smaller military than had originally been planned. You're going to see maybe more furloughed workers. A lot of projects to modernize the military will probably have to be held off. And so what's happening, the second thing to consider is that the Joint Chiefs of Staff and other thinkers at the Pentagon are trying to come up with a way to save money that takes a little bit longer but is more sensible and more in keeping, more consistent with how they want the military to evolve. But to actually get the sequestration cuts postponed or changed, that takes a congressional decision. And so it's going to get caught up in the usual tangle, I think, of congressional politics. So the outcome is very uncertain in this case.
Well, what about that, what you were just talking about, this sort of institutional reform idea instead of making a cut right now? How would that play out?
Well, yeah. So I think you mentioned earlier that it's possible that, you know, military pay and compensation and benefits would be affected. That's very much true. I think they're going to try to slow the pace of growth in those programs so that relative to projections right now for what the Defense Department's going to spend, it would be less. And so you're talking about doing that and maybe eliminating some waste. But this is a massive bureaucracy. It's a massive spending item each year. And so it's going to be tough. And so I think we're all kind of eager to see what comes out of the Joint Chiefs, out of the Pentagon, and what the president and Congress ultimately decide.
Well, and I see that General Dempsey is quoted speaking at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library saying, "What we have asked these young men and women to do over the last 10 years, we can't pay them enough." I think there are some people out there saying, well, why don't they just cut some airplane project or not build another aircraft carrier or something like that instead?
Yeah, I mean, and that, I think, goes to spending priorities. It's a very difficult question. And really, I'm just guessing here. But if you read the tea leaves of what's been coming out of the Pentagon recently and the president earlier this year, what we're going for is a military that's a little bit more nimble, one that can respond to modern day threats rather than the threats of the last century. And so it's possible that because the Pentagon is such a big employer and because it's trying to modernize its equipment, that's why it's willing to focus on compensation. But it's really unclear. And I think the bigger context here is, how do you decide how much to spend on defense versus other priorities? Because, again, this is a huge spending item each year. And as of a couple of years ago, the U.S. was spending as much on defense as the next 17 countries combined. That number is coming down a little bit, but this is such a difficult topic to talk about. And not just for me and you, Jeremy, I mean for politicians, because you risk sort of being pegged as unpatriotic or anti-military, and you risk sort of ignoring the role of global policemen that the U.S. plays, which is a very important one. On the other hand, we have domestic considerations as well. And so politicians can point to what we spend on the military and say, well, that's not a dollar we're spending on domestic issues. That's a dollar we're not spending on infrastructure or on Social Security or on health care or on other items. So it's a very, very difficult topic, but a very important one as well.
And of course, if you're going to be cutting $52 billion out of the military budget, as is coming in January, it could have quite a big economic impact as well across the economy. Cardiff Garcia of the Financial Times, thanks so much as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.